President Bush was asked about Iraq today and whether that country is now in civil war, as he sees it, and he insisted that the surge in sectarian violence is only part of a wave of violence that began back in February. The president will meet with Iraq's prime minister tomorrow in Jordan. He's been visiting the Baltic states of Estonia and Latvia, where he's attending a NATO summit. That's where NPR's David Green is in the Latvian capital, Riga. And, David, let's start with what the president said today about Iraq. He is not convinced, evidently, that what we're seeing in Iraq now is a civil war by his standards.
Well, Robert, the president refused to answer that question directly, but he wouldn't use the term civil war. He said Iraq has actually seen a wave of sectarian violence since February, as you said, when a holy Shiite shrine was bombed north of Baghdad. And rather than point to these simmering tensions between Sunnis and Shiites in Iraq, Mr. Bush blamed al-Qaeda. He said the terrorist group was determined to set off this sectarian warfare, and they succeeded. I think there's real concern at the White House that if Americans start to believe the U.S. is in the middle of a civil war, support for the war would drop even further. The president made these comments talking to reporters about Iraq while he was in Estonia. And the other striking thing we heard from him was a message today to Prime Minister Maliki of Iraq that it is up to him to figure out how to end the violence. For example, Mr. Bush was asked whether nations like Iran and Syria should get involved in trying to help. And here's what the president said.
I think that, first of all, Iraq is a sovereign nation which is conducting its own foreign policy. They're having talks with their neighbors. And if that's what they think they ought to do, that's fine. I hope their talks yield results.
The president there underscoring the responsibility of the Iraqi government for its contacts. I assume he's talking about Iran and Syria rather than the U.S. doing so. Why is the U.S. stressing Iraq's autonomy right now?
Well, I think the White House is bracing to get pressure from back home, from the Iraq study group that's examining U.S. policy, and from some Democrats to engage other countries in the Middle East. That's one reason Mr. Bush is coming to see King Abdullah of Jordan during the meeting with Prime Minister Maliki. But when it comes to Iran and Syria, Mr. Bush's really tough policies in dealing with those countries has made it hard for the U.S. to talk to them. So really the only hope is for Iraq to do the talking for now. You know, the president really does seem like he's in a tough spot diplomatically right now. He wants to express confidence in the new Iraqi government, give them responsibility. But in the same breath, he and his advisors say the new government just isn't able to do the job yet and secure the country.
Now, of course, before he goes to the Middle East, to Jordan, to talk to Prime Minister al-Maliki, President Bush is in Latvia for the NATO summit. What's on the agenda?
Well, Afghanistan is the really big issue. Mr. Bush gave a speech today in Riga as the summit began. He said Afghanistan is NATO's vital mission now, and he called on NATO countries to pour more resources in. He called on them to be more flexible. One of the big problems has been countries who've committed forces to Afghanistan but not allowed them to go into the dangerous southern part of the country where the violence actually is taking place. And this has annoyed countries like Britain, Canada, the U.S., who have forces in harm's way and want some help. The Taliban has really surged back in Afghanistan, and the fighting is tough, and whether NATO can figure out a way to solve these problems in what's going to be a very quick summit is at best an open question right now.
It's NPR's David Green speaking to us from Riga, Latvia. David, thanks a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure, Robert.